Chapter 9, Hong Kong. On the ship to Hong Kong, Aouda had 11 days to learn Mr. Fogg better. Her kindly feelings to Phileas shone at all times from her lovely eyes. As for Mr. Fogg, he listened to Aouda with the greatest politeness, but he never let his face show any emotion. Aouda at first did not understand him, but Passepartout explained the eccentric character of his master. He told her the reason for their journey round the world, and she smiled and clapped her hands. Detective Fix was on board the ship too. "Who is that young woman? Is the warrant on the way to Hong Kong?" Mr. Fix couldn't answer those questions. So, one morning, he left his cabin to meet Passepartout on the deck. "Mr. Fix," Passepartout cried, "I left you at Bombay, and here you are again. Are you, too, traveling around the world?" "Is Mr. Fix following us? Why?" Jean thought. And then he had an idea. "I think that he is a spy. He is working for those five gentlemen from the club. He is watching Mr. Fogg because of the bet." He decided to say nothing about Mr. Fix to his master. "I will watch Mr. Fix closely. I will do my best to protect my master," Jean thought. One morning the weather got worse, and a heavy storm began. When the ship finally arrived in Hong Kong, it was a day late. "Are we too late for the Carnatic, the ship to Japan? The timetable says she left Hong Kong yesterday." Jean was worried when the travelers came to the office of the ship company, but Phileas Fogg wasn't worried at all. He asked the man in the office, "When will the next ship leave Hong Kong for Japan?" "Tomorrow morning, it will be the Carnatic. The ship has a problem with the engine." Here was luck indeed, but Mr. Fogg didn't show any surprise. The travelers had 16 hours in Hong Kong. Mr. Fogg took Aouda to the best hotel in Hong Kong and went out to look for her uncle. 2 hours later, he came back with bad news. "Your uncle left Hong Kong 2 years before. Now, he is in Holland." The young woman couldn't speak for a minute. Then she said quietly, "What shall I do?" "That is easy. Come to Europe with us. You won't change our timetable anyway," said Mr. Fogg. Then he told Passepartout to book 3 cabins on board the ship to Japan. When Jean arrived at the port, he saw Mr. Fix. The detective looked very sad. "No warrant has arrived." That was his last chance to get Mr. Fogg, because Hong Kong was the last British territory on the way. Passepartout smiled when he saw an unhappy face of the detective. "The gentlemen are going to lose their money, and Mr. Fix is unhappy about that." "Well, Mr. Fix, are you coming with us to America?" asked Passepartout with a smile. "Yes," answered Mr. Fix, between closed teeth. "I knew it," cried Passepartout, with a laughter. They came into the ticket office and booked the cabins at the Carnatic. "The ship is fine now. We are leaving at 8 o'clock this evening, not tomorrow," said the man in the office. "Great," said Passepartout. "I must tell my master now. He will be happy."